you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's August 16th, 2016. And before I introduce our special guest, and I will say our reluctant guest, and these are the favorites that I love inviting into the studio. It's a person that rather not be in the limelight, somebody that likes to work behind the scenes and empower and encourage others, someone that really doesn't want their name out there. Those are the ones that I love to bring into the studio and introduce you to, because they're like maybe many of you. You just want to do God's work and let him get the glory and the accolades and let others kind of be out there in the forefront. And so I'll introduce this guest in just a moment. But she did share a favorite verse, and so I'm going to read that to you. And this has probably opened up, I don't know, a half a dozen of our programs over the many years. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and many of you have heard me reference it as my first scripture memory verse that I ever put on my heart and mind, and I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, probably 40-something years ago. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it's a favorite of so many of you. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's from the NIV, and it's a verse that's so packed, filled with content and direction, and I just love to talk about it. I can get a kind of on a roll preaching over it because it's such a good one. But it's a favorite of Vicki Schoonover. She's the new executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, and I have her here in the studio because there's an upcoming fundraising banquet that's happening on Friday night, August 26th, so just under 2 weeks away. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. The doors open at 5:30. It's happening at the Fluid Event Center, 601 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign. It's been held there the last few years and other locations, and it's probably one of my favorite fundraising banquets to attend because of the testimony time, the way God works through the program and those that share and what gets featured and highlighted, and then the great ministry work that they do, reaching into the prisons and then enabling these individuals that stay at their care center. What's that center called? What do you call that?
New Beginnings After Care Center.
New Beginnings After Care Center there in Rantoul, but the work that God does through these people that go through classes and get mentored and take on responsibilities and volunteer in various capacities. I think last year, the year before they were here, spreading mulch on my nature trail, we had a whole cookout for the guys. It was really great. And so, Vicki, you've taken on this new role as executive director, but it was one of these that I guess God was planting the seed about 18 years ago as you were volunteering a couple days a week, and that was back then when Jesse Mathis was in charge and kind of the face of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. And I think somewhere in 1998 when you were begin volunteering, somewhere around 2000, maybe a couple of years in, he said, you know, Vicki, you should consider working for us or getting more involved, maybe full time. And you were like, no, this is nice. I like volunteering. I appreciate my role here. And he kind of challenged you time after time. And then one day you said, you know, if he asks me one more time, I think I'm going to come on board. And that happened in about 2000?
Yes, that's correct. I went to work, and I had prayed that morning, and I said, Lord, if he asks me one more time, I will say yes. If that's what you want, I will say yes. And I went in to work, and there stood Jesse, and he said, Vicki, girl, when are you going to start working here? Mm-hmm. And I just about cried because I thought I had to agree to what I just prayed, that if he asked again, that I would work. And so that began my journey at Jesus is the Way.
And that's about 18 years ago.
Yes, that's 18 years ago.
And so you've done a little of everything, of many behind-the-scenes tasks and working in the office and working on banquets and events and gatherings and setting up mentors. And what are some of the tasks or things that you've appreciated that you've gotten to have your fingers involved in over these many years?
One of the things that I really loved was early on, when I would answer inmates' letters and to hear, you know, their stories and to know, you know, some of them were very challenging, and you seriously need to say, God, how do I answer this? that God is faithful and he always comes through and you write to him. But it was a time when I seemed to be going through some things in my own life, and it was good to forget about my problems and help someone else. And there was great reward in knowing that you've helped somebody else. You forget about your own self.
And we serve a God of surprises. So you would have never envisioned a role as the executive director, but some people were sharing recently and thinking, why don't you maybe sign on? And I think you recently received your certification as a reverend. And so maybe walk us through, because I'm going to have you go back into some of your faith journey and coming to Christ at 10 and some of the ways God was at work bringing you into that relationship with him, from being religious or being somebody that was aware of God to somebody that was vibrantly seeking after him. But before we do that, give us maybe an overview of your last year or so as you're thinking, Lord, me as the executive director, I mean, that's beyond my skill set, or it's beyond my maybe abilities, at least in your own mind. Others, I know, saw qualities in you and asked you to move forward on this, but paint some of that picture, because there's a lot of listeners that are like, I could never do that. And that's how you were. You would have never envision yourself in this role, and that's really a good place to be, because you lean into God and you say, okay, God, if this is going to be of you, you're going to have to open up the doors, because I don't see myself doing that.
That's correct. I felt exactly that way even when I was in high school. I would have never dreamed I'd be in a position that I am today. Because even in high school, the day to do your speech in speech class, I skipped school. I'm not going to go there. But God does work in you and through you. And I just felt like I needed to get my minister's license, and it would just be something that I needed. And a couple people in my church encouraged me to do that. And here I am today, and I've always said, if it's you, Lord, you're going to have to move mightily, because I cannot do this. And that's why I so much trust in the Lord with all my heart, because I personally cannot do that without his help.
So you've been installed. When did the title actually, how many weeks or months has it been where you've been acting as the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry?
April of this year, 2016.
Okay. So just so many months back.
Just 4 months. And it's amazing to see God work.
Well, you've been plugged into a local church. I can't remember. You said many, many years. And the pastor there, Edwin Potts, he's now 87. I think you were saying he just had his birthday.
Yes.
And he's been there like the 30 or 40 years,
yes,
preaching faithfully these many, many years. And that's the New Life Church in Urbana?
Yes, that's correct. And he's an awesome man of God. And he hears from God. He brings the word every day. But I can tell from his ministry, he has a walk with the Lord. It's, so many people talk it, but he walks it. And I just admire him. And since my father's passed away, he's become kind of he's my spiritual father.
Sure, almost like a surrogate dad,
yes,
if you will. I mean, he,
yes,
loves you and cares for,
yeah,
you. And but 87 and still preaching. Wow,
yes.
He's going to be on my short list, maybe be on a Testimony Tuesday or sharing in the days ahead, because,
yes,
to have that legacy and to still be preaching and teaching and desiring to divide God's word and lead a congregation is pretty amazing. And I think you said you've been there how many years?
35.
35, and he's been there all these past,
correct,
35.
Correct.
I don't know how many years he's been there, but that's the
I
new life.
I think it's like 37, 38 years.
Okay. And you're married to Robert these past 41 years. You have two grown children. And you were telling me off air, because this is the first time we've really kind of met up and talked. We had a conversation, I don't know, a 5-minute conversation the other day. You said, Mark, the banquet's coming up, and you and Holly have been supportive of it. In fact, I'll give you a little history. You didn't know this, but 3 years ago when I was dating Holly, it was the first time publicly we held hands. And, I hadn't been seen with a woman or dating for a couple years. It was over 2 years. And so she was the first one where we held hands in public, and that created a pretty big stir. And it was at the Jesus is the Way,
oh,
banquet.
Wow.
I did the offertory time where I sat at the head table and the special speaker was that Asian guy. Uh-huh. And it was kind of unique because Holly being Chinese.
Christopher Ewan.
And he was phenomenal. But we sat at the table and then I got up and shared. And then afterwards, a lot of people came up and they said, who is that sitting next to you? Were you holding hands? And anyway, so some of the Jesus is the Way guys that had done some mulch spreading and working with me were all like, ooh, Mark, and you in love. And but I've loved attending the many banquets over the years and just the blessing and the message that's giving. And so let me share again, for those of you that are tuned in, it's a sit-down dinner, and so they need you to call in right away to get your RSVP so they can provide the fix-ins and the materials and such. And it's all happening on Friday night, August 26th. It'll be at the Fluid Event Center, 601 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign. Doors open at 5:30. The special speaker, the guest speaker, is David Heidel. He's teaching pastor at the Village Bible Church on the Indian Creek campus. He's a retired Wheaton College faculty member, mentors young men, was a chaplain for the Vietnam veterans, and involved in prison ministries, a leadership consultant. And so he'll have a message to share. And there's always some great testimonies and other things that go on that evening.
Yes, there are. There's always. We are doing a few things a little bit different this year. Jesus is Away is celebrating its 39th year of ministry. So we're wanting to surprise people a little bit. We're going to do this a little bit different, but it will be awesome to hear. You'll see past residents and how God's changed their lives through Jesus is Away. It'll be an awesome night.
It's an awesome night. It's happening Friday night, August 26th, but you need to RSVP by calling 217-892-4044. 217-892-4044. They'll get your information down, assign you to a table. Or maybe you can still, I don't know at this point, if they can still sponsor a table.
Yes, and they can. They can still sponsor. They can call the office number, 217-892-4044, to sponsor or to get their reservations in.
I know you asked me the other day when we just talked briefly, and then I started thinking yesterday, hey, I'm going to call Vicki up and see if she can come into the studio and share a little of her testimony, and it would just fit because it's like less than 2 weeks out, so you need to call pretty soon here. But I know you asked me if I wouldn't mind closing the evening in prayer, and I said, Vicki, I'm totally sold on the ministry work that you guys do. I've been there and played ping pong with some of the guys, or just had a meal with them and see the mentoring that goes on or the transformational work that goes on in these, you know, former inmates or former people that have made some bad choices that are trying to get their life back together, and how you come alongside them and provide like safe housing and a situation where they can grow and learn and be in God's word and become productive citizens again. So it's a great ministry that's had a legacy these, I guess, 39 years.
Correct.
And so at this fundraising banquet, will you also share some of the vision or where you see God leading in the days ahead?
Yes. One of my goals and dreams, I do minister at the Champaign County Jail with the women, and we hold church services Friday night for the ladies. And there is such a great need for a women's facility. So that's one of my dreams and goals. And just recently, a couple of months ago, a lady that Edith helped years ago, she was incarcerated, and Edith used to take her small daughter to go visit her in prison. And her name was Veronica. And so it's like now I really want, because she recently died, she started using again and her body just couldn't take it. And so we have a name now for our women's facility, Veronica's Place, in honor of her. So that's one of my goals and dreams. The men definitely still need our help, and I enjoy doing that. And it's really about relationship. You know, we can shove Jesus down their throat and nothing happens, but when we live it before them and show them how loving and kind Jesus has been to us, they receive a little bit easier and just see that we're real people and that we love them and care about them, and we do want to see them succeed in everything they do. And it's just an awesome ministry, and I am so blessed to be a part of it. And the volunteers that we have, there's no way we could do it without them.
And you're always looking for more to get involved and sign up. And let me do a little plug here, because I've had Herb, the radio servant, on, Herb Ketchum, that's volunteered before we went on the air and continues to help in a variety of ways. He always shares his story. Lord, I'll do anything, but not the prisons. I'll do anything, but I'm terrified. And I don't know, it was last year, he told the whole story where he just started clamoring up, like, once those doors shut behind you and just the hairs on the back of his head, he did not like it. He did not want to be involved in it, but he was challenged and did it, and he fell in love with the inmates and those that he got to share with. And he said, Mark, they're just wanting a visitor, somebody that'll love or care, or not be judgmental. And so I'm thinking, for that listener that's maybe tuned in and they're like, but Vicki, I just can't see myself going into prisons. I don't have those life experiences. I kind of grew up in a traditional Christian home and made some pretty good choices. So what would I have to offer these men or women, because I can't identify with some of the crime or some of the things they've gone through? What would you say to that person that's saying, I just don't see myself doing that?
Well, I felt the same way years ago, that how can I help someone that's been in prison? But when you hear their stories, and some of those stories are just heart-wrenching, God grabs a hold of your heart. And being a mother, sometimes I want to be a mother to them and help them. My children are grown, but I can still help other people. And a lot of the ladies in the jail are young, and a lot of the men that we get are young. They need some help, you know, just somebody to love them and show them that they care. And it's not that we've went through those experiences like they have, but just to love them and be a friend to them, you know, to mentor them, to show them how God has helped you. You just share your relationship with God, your own relationship. How I teach Bible study, and every week you start out wanting to do, you have a subject, but God takes it and uses it for however they need it. You allow God to get in there, and he takes over.
And it can be as simple as just being a listening ear.
Correct.
Or just a presence. I know when we've done our trips to Israel, what ministers to them is the fact we're just there, not even saying anything, just our presence. So just somebody that's hungering for a conversation. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, dividing God's word or explaining what this parable means. It could be just like, let's just read it together, or tell me about yourself.
Right.
I mean, it can be a lot simpler. Oftentimes we make it much more complicated when God is saying, just go in and allow me to work in and through you, as I'd say.
That's what I've found in my life. Just let God use me. Just start talking, and God will take over. It's that trust.
Well, I had asked you about your faith journey. Did it include wild acting out or major setbacks or various situations that the old me was so much different than who I am today? But you grew up in a home where you knew about God. You went to church. And I think at around the age of 10, you had your first encounter with learning that you needed to follow Jesus. What was that like for somebody tuning in that's like, what do you mean an encounter with God, or accepting Jesus, or becoming a Christian? How do you do that at 10?
Well, actually, a neighbor of ours was a bus driver for the schools, and he invited me to go to church. He also drove the church bus. And so I began to go to church on the school bus. And, you know, you just feel like something's tugging at your heart, that there's something more, you know. And at 10, how do you know that?
Right.
You just know it when God's tugging at your heart. And it's like, you know, somebody's told me that I needed to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And they led me in a prayer to give my life to him, to give everything to him. And it doesn't have to be a hard prayer, just a very simple prayer. Change me, Lord. Use me. Take me. Help me, Lord. Some of my best prayers are, help me, Lord. I need help. And he's always right there to answer. And, you know, I became a Christian, and then I became a teenager.
Yeah. And for those of you tuning in, what? Well, you know, those kind of teenage years where we kind of have a few steps backwards, or we get pretty self-centered or caught up in, you know, the activities of young teenagers. But then you kind of transition because of some life situations and crises where in your early 20s, you used a word off air, you know, that's when the relationship versus the religion kind of kicked in. What do you mean by having a relationship with God?
Well, I kind of call it as playing church instead of being the church. I went to church on Sunday, but I kind of did what I wanted to the rest of the week. It was just that going to church on Sunday makes me feel good, but it didn't help. You know, the rest of the week, was still the same. And then a few things took place in my life. A friend was murdered and my father passed away, and just, you know, life happens. And I was young, and I just felt like after this friend was murdered, great fear came on me, and I couldn't hardly function. I was so scared, you know. And so I knew I had to get help with that, and that's when I began getting serious about my walk with the Lord, because playing church wasn't working. I needed a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's grown into a, you know, it's something I do daily. It's like calling your best friend up on the phone and spending, you know, I'd love to be able to spend hours in there, but life, you have to get out and do what you're supposed to do. But I now have a relationship with the Lord, and I know no matter what happens, I can trust Him and He'll take care of it. You know, as long as I stay in His presence, there's joy, there's peace and happiness in the presence of the Lord, you know, and He helps me through those rough bumps in life.
Well, there's going to be a celebration to celebrate the work He's doing through Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. It's happening on Friday night, August 26th. The doors open at 5:30, but the formal program, which includes a sit-down dinner, is from 6 to 8 p.m. It's happening in Champaign at the Fluid Event Center. And you need to register, so call in today at 217-892-4044. That's 217-892-4044. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, I've had Vicki Schoonover. She's the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry on the program. And you can access that in case you missed a portion, or you want to send it to a friend and say, you need to come to this banquet with me. Just stop by greatnewsradio.org and go to our archive programs link. Well, Vicki, we're out of time. SRN News won't wait. But thank you for being available, and I look forward to participating in your fundraising banquet on Friday night, August 26th.
Thank you, Mark, for having me, and thank you for participating in our event.
Wouldn't miss it. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.